Okay, welcome to my channel. I'm Aaron Lin. Okay, I'm gonna start this new slogan that I'm Aaron Lin. Why it's because every time I go outside, right, then some of the audience they see me, they'll tell me, hello, you are Alvin, Andrew, Aaron. Okay, no, okay. I'm called Aaron Lin, okay? Okay, a bit lame, sorry. Okay, so happy 2025. I have decided to make a series of videos for 2025 and make you keep you occupied for the start of 2025 because I feel that like I share every year, this year is a little bit faster, okay? The property cycle is a little bit faster. Okay, why do I say so? This year as in like 2025. The reason is because this year Chinese New Year is on the 29th January. If I never remember wrongly, 2024 Chinese New Year was in February. So this time we are about maybe 2 weeks earlier, okay, which is a good thing lah, because I tell you in Singapore, I don't know whether about overseas or other countries, but in Singapore it's very weird one. From the New Year onwards, which is yesterday lah, if you're watching the video on the first. I don't know whether I will upload on the 31st or upload on the 1st Jan. But anyway, everybody will be in holiday mood. Okay, they will holiday mood all the way to Chinese New Year. This is like a Singaporean culture, or Singapore culture. You cannot deny one. Because you go and talk to everybody, even in the office, I think everybody's still very lost lah. Or they are still discussing about their Christmas present, their holiday in December lah, their winter holidays lah. Then everybody already waiting for Chinese New Year to come. Today I just hear somebody tell somebody in my office that, wow, 要过年了哦. Then I was like, huh? 要过年了哇. You know, like New Year. Haven't even say Happy New Year. His meaning is 过年 as in like Chinese New Year lah. They haven't say Happy New Year for like the 2024 end. They already talk about Chinese New Year. So it's like this year, 2025 is pretty fast. Okay? Okay, so in order to help you, because I already get a lot of inquiries from a lot of customer for 2025, on like, oh, want to buy HDB flat lah. You know, it's very normal one. Every year, everybody, to me, I think it's like, I don't know what you say. It's like objective planning or goal setting or whatever. But this is something like life goal setting lah. Because every year at the start of the year, right, there will be people that think like, we will sell our house or change house in 2025 lah, don't do it in 2024 lah, or because the kids is still in PSLE lah, or the kids going to secondary school lah, that has to be a reason that trigger the planning. And it's always like either you do it in 2025, hardly I feel that hardly people do their planning like in the midst and suddenly say that, hey, in June and say that in July we should sell house. It's very not common to have this kind of scenario happen. So I think everybody goes through a series of thought process as well as planning that got to do with their kids, their parents, or their work, you know. These are some of the basic reasons lah that I always hear from customer. So I'm gonna do a few videos that is related to this thing, surrounding this thing, and I already came up with a topic on my handphone. But in this video, I'm gonna talk about how to prepare for your 2025 property decision. Let's go. Okay, so I'm gonna explain a series of different decisions. So example, today if you're looking to purchase a HDB flat, okay, the number one thing is when you're ready, go and do a HFE. Then if you are going to buy private property, then get ready to do your loan calculation, how much you have, calculate your budget. Okay, I think okay, to me, I'm a very direct person because I have been here, well, I can say already, 16 years already, okay, 2025 is 16 years. So I have a formula that I share with my customer, and I have a formula that I have been using for my customer, and it has proven successful for a lot of people. So first thing really for HFE, for HDB loan or HDB purchase, just go and do a HFE. I'm very direct. Even customer that call me, I told them, have you done your HFE? Okay, haven't. Go and do your HFE. When do you want to take your house? when do you want to start buying? Okay, then we will plan, 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 plan. So we will always plan backwards. So in 2025, you have to understand one thing. Okay, first is always budget. So HDB, do HFE. Private property, new launch, purchase, all this, go and do your bank loan calculation. Do you need to find a banker to do bank loan calculation? You don't need to. Okay, the first step is find someone that is credible, find someone that has the knowledge to calculate how much you can loan. And one of the person is Aaron, not Andrew, not Adrian, but Aaron Lin. I'm talking about my name. I'm not saying that Andrew no good. Okay, don't anyhow think. I'm talking about my name, Aaron Lin. Okay, so you can find me. I will understand your situation, see what kind of situation you are in and whether I can give you an exact calculation on your bank loan or not. Okay, if let's say you are some special occupation or you have some special calculation in terms of your income very different from other people, then I will tell you, okay, for your situation, you have to go to a banker. But I will say that 80 to 90% of the people doesn't need to go to a banker for a start. Okay, HFE, HDB loan, go and do the HFE. You need the approved HFE. You need to have approved HFE before you buy. So if you have, if you're taking HDB loan, you take HFE, you will see the HDB loan amount. If you want to buy HDB using bank loan, you still need a HFE. So go and do HFE first. Because actually, to be frank with you, HFE cut a very simple process. I don't need to help you analyze if you are eligible or not. I don't need to tell you whether you're eligible or not. To be frank, this process is better for HDB to tell you. Why? Because if you are eligible to buy, then HDB will tell you you are eligible to buy, and then they will give you the HFE. Correct? Simple as that. Then once you have your budget, I will tell you how much you can buy and whether the thing you want to buy can match your budget or not. Then last but not least, I will ask you, when do you need this place or when do you want to do this process? Then I will count back and tell you when you should start the process. Okay, I will back reverse calculation and calculate when you should start the process. Okay, one very, very important tip of the day. But I feel that don't misunderstand this tip of the day lah. Okay, you got to get it correct and understand the reason why. Don't do anything. Don't go and calculate your loan amount. Don't go and calculate anything. Okay? Don't misunderstand, but listen first. Don't calculate anything. Don't need to plan anything. Until the day you have made a decision that you are ready to start selling your place. Or you are ready to start purchasing a place. Why? I need you all to understand is that especially to me, especially for 2025. I feel that 2025 is going to be a year with a lot of changes. Changes like example, whether there's cooling measure coming out, whether the bank interest will fluctuate up and down, what will happen to the change in president in US, will it affect the economy? All these things will affect the loan you can take, the loan interest rates, and also affect the budget. So, including the cooling measure. So, it's not advisable to make a planning earlier, because by doing a planning earlier, you can give yourself a rough idea lah, okay, but it's not useful, because at that point of purchase, the situation, the numbers and everything may be very, very different from the day you have made your planning. So like example, bank loan calculation has been very different for the past few months. So today, if you do a loan compared to maybe like 3-4 months back, 3-4 months back, you may have loan lesser amount of money. Okay, just an example of how it works. So all these things are changing. We have no idea when a cooling measure will come in. We have no idea when this or when that will come in. Okay, so this is for basic planning. Okay, basic property planning. So when you are ready, then you go and do the necessity. For HFE, HDB, HFE, try to do like 1-2 months before you're ready. Why? The reason is very simple. Because the HFE approval takes about 1 to 2 months. Depends on whether you need the HDB loan or not. If you don't need the HDB loan, then of course it's very fast. I heard here customer that took their approval in like 1 week. But those that need the numbers, those that need the HDB loan, taking grant, it may take a little bit longer. Okay, so this is for just a overall property planning. Okay, there is others, like example, new launch purchases, some of the mistakes and whatsoever, EC purchases, I will cover in the next video. But overall, as a 2025 planning, so example like today, you're thinking about selling your place and buy a place. So do you need to go and care about your planning today? Actually, I can tell you, for now, don't care, okay? Until you tell me that, hey, okay, I'm ready to sell my place, I'm ready to buy a place. You give me a call, give Aaron a call, on the spot, on the phone. I just have to answer this question to everybody also, is that, guys, trust me, believe in me. I've been doing this for many, many years. I can promise you that on the phone, I can give you everything you need. I can give you everything you need on the phone. I don't need to meet up with you. I just need about 15 to 20 minutes. I can give you all your numbers. That's how fast I can give you. I don't know how to explain, but some people, you may have experienced that, oh, you need to meet up with the agent to access this, access that, then the agent takes some time to calculate, okay? I can tell you, frankly, I don't need all these things. Within, on the spot, on the phone, when you give me the info, I can give you your answer on the phone. So we just need to have a phone call, I can give you everything. So please trust me on this process. So when I give you the numbers, you already know, okay, sell, take back how much, buy, take back like that, okay? Then I will tell you whether how it works, you know, buy and sell. Okay. So because after I tell you, right, you may have a change of decisions one. Or after I calculate, you may think twice whether you want to proceed or not. It's correct one. It's correct. Because property decision is never a confirmed chop or easy decision. So my job is to tell you the risk. My job is to tell you, okay, this one, you have to be careful. This one, are you ready? This one, you have this problem, you know. So, it's only good that you call me when you are ready. So that I can tell you at this moment what can be done. Because the property market has always been evolving. So, it's very hard to tell you, what if the government just slap us with another cooling measure and this cannot be done anymore, then have to do this way. Then whatever that I have shared with you a year ago, or whatever I have shared with you 6 months ago, will not apply in the today's market when you are ready to take an action. Okay, so I hope this clears the doubt. So, these are some of the common problems and mistakes that people had when they do their property planning. So, that's all for today's video. I will come up with a series of videos. I'm very ready because today I'm going to sit here and I'm going to do like 5 or 6 videos and I'm going to slowly release it. Okay? So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I hope this video can help you kickstart correctly. Understand what are the basic steps to do. Again, my style is like this. So I'm here to share with you from the bottom of my heart. I don't edit my videos. I don't need to have a script. I just share with you what I have in my pocket for the last 16 years. So hit the like button. Thank you very much. And I see you in the next episode. And bye-bye.